This Sunday, we celebrate the Transfiguration of our Lord. The Psalm of the day is Psalm 2, verses 6 to 12. The scripture readings for this celebration are the Old Testament reading taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 24, verses 8 to 18. The epistle is according to Peter's second book, chapter 1, verses 16 to 21. And the Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 to 9. Pastor Magruder is basing today's sermon on the Gospel reading for this Sunday from St. Matthew. He will read that for you now, with the sermon for this Sunday titled, Outward Glory, Hidden Glory.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter, beginning with the first verse. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was still speaking, when behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Amen. Jesus said to his disciples, Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see that the kingdom of God has come with power. And he let those words hang in the air for a week, and no one dared ask him about it. 6 days later, he took Peter, James, and John up to a high mountain apart from the others, and there they were given to see the unseeable. They looked on Jesus in his divine glory to see the kingdom of God come with power. Just Peter, James, and John. Why not the others? Well, Jesus doesn't want everyone to see him this way. Not yet. Soon you will. Soon everyone will, when Jesus shines like the sun and flashes like lightning in the sky, when every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But not now. Anyway, we wouldn't be able to take that view of Jesus. And that is not how Jesus will persuade the world. Not some power play. Instead, it's going to be a cross and a resurrection, the Word and the Spirit. Jesus is transfigured before them. The Word is metamorphosized. His clothing becomes intensely white. His face shone like the sun, so bright it hurts your eyes to look at him. Well, what does this all mean? Jesus' divinity was shining through his humanity. Every cell glowing with the glory of God. God and man joined together as one. God of God, light of light, true God of true God, and true man. There's something for us to learn from this morphed Jesus on the mountain. He's not a two-part Jesus, part man, part God. He's not a hybrid. He's fully God and fully man. Where his humanity is, there also is his divinity, and vice versa. When Jesus came down from heaven, he didn't cease to be the eternal Son of God. When he ascended to heaven, he didn't cease to be fully human. So, when you encounter Jesus, It's the God, man you encounter, fully divine, fully human, altogether, whether you are speaking of Jesus in my heart or of Jesus in his supper. That's what makes Jesus the unique mediator between God and man, as St. Paul calls him. He is the go-between, going between the Father and us, and no one else can do this. With Jesus on the mountain appeared Moses and Elijah. Who else would you want to make a cameo appearance but these two, the representatives of the law and the prophets? Did you ever wonder how Peter, James, and John knew who Moses and Elijah were? There were no introductions, no name tags. Well, maybe it is because this mountain is a glimpse of the resurrection on the last day, when we will all rise and be seen in the glory of Jesus, and we will be known. Our names will be known, and we will know others, all who are joined to Christ. However they recognized him, it led Peter to a great idea. It's good we're here, Rabbi. Tell you what, let's put up three tents, you, Moses, and Elijah. What do you think? A kind of religious Mount Rushmore. Have you ever noticed that Christianity doesn't really have holy sites like other religions? But we have holy places, because this is a historic faith that takes place in history, but we don't go on pilgrimages to get close to God. This business of shrines and holy places all runs in the way of religious works, how you draw close to God. In Luther's day, they had collections of relics, bones of the saints, pieces of the cross, a lock of Mary's hair. You earned points with God by staring at those things. But that's not how God deals with us. He draws close to you by preaching his word to you, by forgiving your sins, by giving you the body and blood of your Savior. The pulpit and the altar are the holy places of Christianity. Wherever the word is preached and the body and blood of Jesus are being given out, that is the most holy place on earth for you. Just when Peter was getting warmed up with the building plans, God pulls the plug and the transfiguration lights go out. A thick cloud swallows them up. The Father reiterates what he said when Jesus was baptized. This is my Son whom I love. The emphasis is on the this. He's the one and only unique Son of God. Moses and his commandments can't save you. He'll reveal your sin and mirror your need for a Savior, but he can't save you. Elijah can't save you. He can't take you along in his ride up to heaven. He can only point to Jesus and get out of the way. Hear him, the Father's voice says. Hearing is what goes on with your ears, not your eyes. Faith comes by hearing, the Bible says, not by looking. The transfiguration of Jesus was a piece of evidence. As Peter said when he wrote, "We were eyewitnesses of his majesty when we received honor and glory from God, and we heard the voice of the Father." But Peter doesn't say, "Now you go off and have your little mountaintop vision too." No, he says, "You have the prophetic word made more sure, and you will do well to pay attention to this as a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." Hear Jesus' words to you. He has the words that count, the words of eternal life. The word of Jesus preached and heard, that's our holy mountain, where the Lord meets you face to face. That's where the glory of God is revealed to you. Yes, the glory is hidden, cloud covered, but it's glory nonetheless. No shining Jesus, just words, justifying words, words that do justice to your sin, words that justify the sinner. Jesus' words. Hear them. trust them. The three disciples looked around, and they saw no one but Jesus only. It all comes down to Jesus alone. He alone is God in the flesh. He alone keeps the law perfectly. He alone suffers for you, bleeds for you, dies for you, rises for you, reigns for you. He alone saves you and gives you life. They saw no one but Jesus only. Not shining Jesus, just ordinary, everyday, earthy Jesus. He told them not to tell anyone what they had seen until he rose from the dead. They wondered what rising from the dead meant. Well, they'd soon find out. And then the two mountains would come together, the Mount of Transfiguration and Mount Calvary. The glory and the cross, shining Jesus with Moses and Elijah, dead Jesus between anonymous robbers. The same Jesus, the only Jesus who saves you. But you know, you are being transfigured too. The Apostle Paul said that you, in Christ, are being transfigured into the likeness of Jesus, from glory to glory. You say, well, I don't feel so glorious. Well, of course you don't. We're sinners, and we can't see the glory, not yet. Your life in all its glory is hidden with God in Jesus. Only in Jesus are you glorious. In yourself, forget it, no glory there at all. Look instead to Jesus, crucified Jesus, risen and reigning Jesus, Word and Supper Jesus. Jesus who touches your humanity with his humanity, with his words, with his body, his blood, his baptismal water. And when you've been touched by Jesus, you've been touched by God. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We confess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who, with the Father and the Son, together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please join in the prayer the Lord has taught us, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Collect of the Day for this Transfiguration Sunday.
Let us pray. O God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, You confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully foreshadowed our adoption by grace. Mercifully make us co-heirs with the King in his glory, and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Go in peace and serve the Lord.